The Nation's Science Friday, I'm Ira Flatow. Back in 1991, a postdoc at the University of Utah made an astounding discovery. A super high-energy cosmic ray had entered the Earth's atmosphere high over the Utah sky. How high energy was the particle? Well, about 300 million times more energetic than the ones that could be made in the world's most powerful particle accelerator. Scientists were stumped. They couldn't explain where the cosmic ray came from or how it was generated. To figure it out, they would need to find more particles like it. It was a very rare particle indeed. So in 1995, the Pierre Auger Project was started. The project's observatory, which is an array of 1,600 particle detectors, 24 telescopes, well, that observatory was completed a few years ago, and since then the project has detected 77 high-energy cosmic rays, and scientists have come up with a good candidate for the source of these mysterious and rare particles. Joining me now to talk more about the findings and what they might tell us about the source of the rays is my guest, Paul Manch. He's project manager for the Pierre Auger Collaboration. He joins us from the observatory in Argentina. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Manch.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
What is so unusual about these rays?
Well, they're just enormously energetic. They're the most energetic particles ever recorded. And it's a mystery to know where they came from, and that's why we've spent the last 12 or so years down here in the Pampa trying to build a detector to get enough of them to find out where they come from.
When you say enough of them, why do you need so many of them?
Well, because in order to find out something about this, well, first of all, you have to identify where the sources are. And they could be many sources. In fact, that's what we found. They seem to be correlated with galaxies called AGN, in which there are black holes that are very violent and indeed are candidates for the sources. Mm-hmm. They may not be AGNs, but that's where these particles seem to point. Mm-hmm. And of course, the more of them you have, the more of these sources you can find, and you can look at the characteristics of those sources and maybe find out something about the physics that sends these things toward the Earth at such enormous energies. It's a real mystery. Mm-hmm. That's why we're here.
So are these black holes then the best candidates for the high energy particles?
Yeah, well, they're one of the candidates. It turns out that, well, we know how to accelerate particles on Earth because we have accelerators that have multiple turns. You go round and around this ring until you build up enough energy. But these things are 100 million times more energetic. So they have to have some kind of acceleration mechanism we just don't understand right now, and that's what we're trying to get at.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking at these galaxies that have black holes in their centers.
Yeah. Well, it seems we've made a correlation between the highest energies particles that we've measured, and they seem to correlate very well with AGNs. And really, but it could be that there are some other unknown objects. But indeed, the AGNs are good candidates because they have conditions which you might be able to make a cosmic accelerator there. But again, we don't understand. It's a mystery.
Do we know why they're so rare? Would that explain why they're so rare? Because you need a black hole to make one?
Well, that's a possibility. But the fact is that these particles really aren't rare when you get to lower energies. Okay, it's just they're only rare at the higher energies. And that's what makes this thing so tough, is that we get these particles coming at us about at the rate of 1 per square kilometer per century.
Hmm.
So as a consequence, you have to have a huge detector, which, of course, we built. The one down here is about 1,000 square, is an array over about 1,000 square miles.
Hmm. So how many more do you think you'll need to detect to sort of
prove
the theory?
Well, what we'd like to get is to have, 10 or 15 cosmic rays from single sources.
Right.
So then we can plot their energy spectrum, and then we can tell something about the acceleration mechanism behind these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Manch, I want to thank you for taking time to be with us.
Sure thing.
Good luck to you.
Fun. Bye-bye.
Paul Manch is the project manager for the Pierre Auger collaboration down there in South America.